Hey, what's going on, good people? And welcome to Time Out Podcast with Coach Lawrence. And listen, guys, we are sponsored and powered by End Results Radio, Perimeter Roofing, and Country Inn Suites by Radisson. Listen, y'all, we are broadcasting live on the End Results Radio Network. It's right inside the Perimeter Roofing Studio from the Country Inn Suites by Radisson in beautiful Stone Mountain, Georgia. Listen, and we are also on the My Brand YouTube channel at You Are a Brand. So listen, y'all, this is our very first episode of Time Out with Coach Lawrence. Listen, man, everybody knows that time out is a very, very important part of any athletic game, right? It's an opportunity for us to have a break, be able to come together, reconvene, got to reset our minds mentally, physically, spiritually, all that kind of good stuff, right? And be sure that we kind of regroup. And so, man, time out is an opportunity for us to regroup in life. We all know we got to regroup, right? And as you guys know, My Brand is an opportunity for us to empower and inspire middle school, high school, and college students. And so Time Out is an opportunity where we cover the whole full circle of students. And so we have anybody that's a student, anybody that's involved in the lives of students, we want to be sure that we're covering that here in Time Out. And so today I am so excited, really, really excited for our first episode because, right, if you're trying to have healthy students, you're trying to have healthy kids mentally, physically, spiritually, you got to have great parenting. You got to have some good parenting. And I believe, I don't know about anybody out there, but parenting is probably the hardest job in the world. And if y'all, if anybody who's a parent, if you're listening and you're watching, it's probably the only job where you don't get a manual, you don't get a handbook, right? There isn't anybody that says, hey, this is how you parenting, you know, this is how you're successful at parenting. And so y'all, I'm excited because we have some amazing guests on our very first show, on our very, very first show. Ladies, y'all can relax and woosah, you know, for the first one. But first I want to introduce Dr. Shaw. Dr. Shaw is with Sisters Are Sisters International. So thank you so much, Dr. Shaw, for being on. Thank you.
Pleasure to be here. I'm excited.
Yes.
You got me excited.
Well, good. And then secondly, now listen, you got to have a parent on the show. I know, Dr. Shaw, you're a parent, but I don't know another better parent than my wife, Kenitra Williams, y'all. Kenitra Williams.
I didn't pay him for that either.
Yeah, she didn't. Hopefully I get paid in some good cooking tonight, you know. But Kenitra Williams is on, y'all, with us. Thank you, Kenitra, for joining us.
Thank you for trusting me to be here. You get you have a front row seat to my parenting style. So
the fact
that I was invited knowing that you know, is amazing. So yes. I'm glad to be here.
So I have a little bit of insight on her parenting, you know, y'all. So it's actually pretty good. I get inspired sometimes with it. And so, y'all, let's jump right on in. You know, being a parent, we already know is really hard, especially in the society that we live in. You know, all three of us grew up in different eras of parenting, but it was probably very similar, where, you know, it was the, you know, you do as I say almost type of parenting. And it worked for the most part. You know, it worked. You know, our parents gave us instruction, and most of the time they gave that instruction one time.
Yeah.
You know, and there was no repeating of instructions. There was no warning. The warning was that first instruction, and then you just kind of knew, if I don't follow it, something's going to follow me. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But what do you ladies believe is the toughest thing about parenting in today? In today's time, we're in a very different time, and what do you ladies believe is the toughest part? And Dr. Shaw, I'll let you go first.
You know, that's so interesting that you said, you know, the time in which we grew up was very different.
Yeah.
We had moms at home.
Yeah.
Right? Ooh. And I'm just going to go to the heart of it. Yeah. One of the biggest thing that I think is challenges is a lack of moral values being taught.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is not just a result that parents don't want to do it.
Yeah. Yep.
It is difficult to do it because lots of families are single family homes,
absolutely,
working 2 and 3 jobs,
absolutely,
and they don't get time to be in the Word, go to yep. church, and do anything. So how do they have time to yep. teach morals?
Absolutely.
We blame a lot of the children today that are misbehaving, acting out, not knowing the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah.
But it's because that foundation isn't there.
Absolutely.
Back there, we used to have Big Mama, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Big Mama.
Where's Big Mama
yeah,
today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or auntie yeah. or somebody. Or auntie or somebody. Today, you eyes on you.
Don't talk to my kid.
Yes,
is the attitude.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So to me, that's yeah. one of the biggest challenge. Yep. In parenting,
yep.
and that's missing.
Yeah, kind yeah. of that village aspect.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? Allowing
yes.
people to engage in your child's life, to hold your child accountable.
Yeah.
And that is something that you know, is kind of a whole nother thing in itself. You know, parents being willing to trust other people to help rear and guide my child, you mm-hmm. know. And really it has a lot to do, too, with a lot of people just have different perspectives on life, to where you almost can't trust a lot of people because people they're willing to allow their kids to do something that you might not allow your kids to do in their home. You know, my wife and I, we tell our kids all the time, like, I don't care what they do at their house. If we don't do it in our house, if you go over there, that don't mean you get to do it.
Right. See, you're better, I mean? You're better than yeah. me, because even with my grandkids, no, they got to come to our house.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't trust you going there because I don't yeah. know what's happening
Absolutely.
In somebody else's
Absolutely.
House.
Right. Right.
But
Absolutely.
Here, I can control
no,
that.
No, you're right. Yeah. Kay, can I call you Kay on the show? I call you Kay at home.
That's fine.
Or do I need to call you Kenichi?
No, you can call me Kay.
Okay. Kay, so what do you feel like is the toughest part today
yeah.
at being a parent?
Yeah, I really love what you said, because that was I have like a list of things that I believe are mm-hmm. make this tough, but
yeah.
that's one of the foundational
yeah.
you know, lack of community.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, something you alluded to earlier, Lawrence, is that there's no manual, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what you naturally do, or I've done, won't say everybody does it, is that you try to do what or mirror what worked for you when you were growing up.
Right.
But Absolutely. That world doesn't exist anymore.
Absolutely.
And so a lot of what exists today shapes you having to parent differently. Social media, access to information about everything without having to go to the encyclopedia
mm-hmm. right.
or to
yeah,
the
absolutely.
Library or reading
absolutely.
A book. And so the ability to kind of control that.
Mm-hmm.
And ensure that the moral compass that you're laying down in your children becomes tough. You have to be very intentional.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's
absolutely.
So in as much as it's tough, it can be done, but you have to be intentional. And I think too, finding your tribe of parents,
yep.
whether they be older, same, and there are even some that's younger that need
right.
you
yep.
that you're getting together with to learn from, like, because you know, another person recently told me about another social media platform that I didn't know exists.
And what is that? Because I need to catch up.
So our daughter's in college, and there was a social media platform called Fizz, where you're
Fizz.
Able to be on Fizz anonymously and post mm. all of these things so nobody can track
wow.
who you are. And so I called her and said, hey, have you heard of Fizz? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, are you on it? She's like, no, ma'am, but people are on there because they're talking about this. They're, you know, doing Rush and all of that stuff at her school. And so people were talking about it. And I was thinking, if somebody asks you to get on it, don't get on it.
Right.
Because
right.
I need to now educate myself on what's up with Fizz. How is
yeah.
this going to impact them later? And so
right.
tough part is the world is ever changing.
Oh, yeah.
And the Ooh. Ability to parent your child for where they are, the age they are.
Yeah.
In this ever-changing world is
yeah.
very tough.
Man,
and
is.
It's about being present.
Yes.
Right?
Really
and being
is.
Knowledgeable.
Really
exactly.
Is.
Exactly.
And something that you, with that, Dr. Shaw, you know, and my wife and I can attest this because our kids are involved in so many different
mm-hmm.
things, you know, in athletics. Our daughter was involved in dance, you know, and so having the busy schedules, you know, even thinking about the small things where when we grew up, I don't know about y'all, but when I grew up, we sat at the dinner table to eat.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's where conversations happen. That's where the check-ins happen. That's where the accountability kind of took place. And, you know, that's something even I know my wife and I, you know, we have to ensure that we're intentional on that. We're having those moments with
yeah.
our kids. We're not just getting lost in the schedules of, hey, we got to get you to football practice. We got to get you to baseball practice. We got to get you to training. We have to get you to tutoring. You know, we have all these different things where kids literally have a schedule. My wife and I literally have to, you know, get our Google calendar vendors together to make sure, hey, you know, Lawrence has to go to this today. You know, Kaysen has this today, where they're more busy than we are. And then sometimes parents, we can get so caught up in it that we forget about the moments to impart. We forget about the moments to educate, the moments to even just help develop them mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
You know, and so it kind of brings me to our next question of, and this is where I believe we have to be vulnerable with ourselves,
yeah,
you know, and be kind of transparent a little bit, if y'all don't mind. But where are we failing as parents? Because I'm going to tell you, I was an educator for a long time. I was an educator. Both of my parents were educators. They started a private school in Atlanta, Georgia. And one of the constant things that you see, you talked about it, Dr. Shaw, where you have students in schools who have behavioral issues. You know, there are students that you know, kids making bad decisions every day. And we're always pointing a finger at the kids. And one of the things that I was very constant about when I was in school, when I would talk to a parent, is I would say, this kid is a reflection of you when they come in here. They are. We tell our kids, when you leave our house, when you go in that school building, where if you go into the mall, if you're going to the movies, if you're going to a sporting event, wherever you go, you are a representation and a reflection of me. So if you're out there talking and having some language coming out of your mouth that's reckless, if you're making bad choices and bad decisions, that's a reflection of me. So I need you to be sure that you're making the right decision. But a lot of parents aren't able to, you know, had those fingers point back at them. You know what I mean? To say, you know what, my kid made this choice and I really didn't do a good enough job of being sure that, hey, I didn't allow you to even think those thoughts, to make those decisions. It's okay. I want to kind of bring this question to you first of where are we failing as parents? You know, I know I'm not as good of a parent as you, so, you know,
That's a strong card you have. You are a great parent. That's a strong card you have.
You can look. What are some of my weak cards? She said my strong cards. Yes, weak cards?
Hold on a minute. Strong and weak cards? No.
We all do.
We all do. But let's stay on focus.
Okay, we'll
stay focused. Let's stay focused.
Where are we failing as parents?
Yeah. You know, Lawrence, you really hit it on the head, is that a lot of parents, even when I talk to people, my friends who are parents, because I have that group, I call it my personal board of directors. I got people in different pockets who help me in different areas of my life. And to your point, you got to be vulnerable on this one, right? Yep. And so sometimes I don't even want to go to my own personal board of directors and ask them questions when I'm dealing with certain pockets of things. But you're right in that, you know, you have to be able to have open, honest dialogue with your kids.
Yes.
I've always told the kids, you can ask me anything. You could talk to me about anything, and I'm going to tell you the truth. Doesn't matter what it is. And the reason I'm doing that is I grew up in a time where I saw some of my peers not always being told the truth.
Yeah.
And they made decisions off of false information.
Absolutely.
And so,
absolutely,
parents, we can be better if we open up honest lines of communication, even telling our children our faults, where we fall.
Right. I just talked to somebody about that the other day.
Yeah,
you were so right.
To tell them, like, hey, I messed up right here, and I'm telling you this because I know for a fact. I got like this, I always say this, I got a goddaughter, and I always say, like, look, if you have to wear the same scar on your back that I have on mine, then I failed you. Yeah. I'm like I shouldn't even be in your life. We're failing each other. And I think all of us should look at our relationships that way. We're going to be in a relationship with one another, and you're all right seeing somebody make a mistake or do something that you've gone through before and you don't share that experience with them so that they can be better, then you're failing them. You're not even really in good relationship with them. You got to be able to share. So where are we failing as parents? One of the main things is communication, having that open, honest dialogue with our children and with our community. Mm-hmm. Because some ways we can be struggling in things. Like, I recently just picked up the Google Calendar to what Lawrence said, because I realized I was failing in being able to keep up with some things. And I was like, you know what? I use this calendar for professionally. Yep. I need to open it up to my personal life too. Yeah, so I start putting stuff on his calendar. He started putting stuff on my calendar. But it doesn't have to, I know that's a minor example. I'm trying to think of a bigger one. But the point is understanding where you are weak, opening it up for dialogue, even with your children, your spouse, other caregivers, your village, to share, like, hey, I'm struggling right here. Yep. I failed right here.
Yep.
I did great right here. And this is, you can win if you play this card right here, right?
Absolutely.
But that open, honest dialogue is what I would say.
You know, Kenitra brought up the point of being able to be transparent with your kids. And you know, you got to be mindful of your child's age, what they can really handle. Mm-hmm. But I literally just spoke with somebody about this past weekend. And being able to be transparent with your kids, it allows them to be willing to come to you with certain conversations because they don't see you in that perfected light. It's almost like going to church, right? A lot of times people, that they're fearful of going to church, or they don't really like going to church because the pastor makes themselves look and seem as though they're perfect, right? They're not speaking from the voice of, we're in this together, right? It's more of a, you got to get this right. You got to correct this. And even as a parent, we have to be mindful that we don't get into that voice of, Well, you got to do this right, and you got to be this, and they see you in this perfected light to where when they do make the mistakes, when they do, because they're going to make them, but I don't feel comfortable going to mama. I don't really feel comfortable going to daddy because, man, he don't never do nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. She ain't never done nothing wrong. But if I can share with my son, and I've just gotten to this place where I have begun to share, my wife doesn't know this, but I've begun to share my faults as a husband with my son. I begin to share my faults with him as a dad, the faults, the mistakes that I made when I was a kid, because although I did make the mistakes as a kid, I need him to understand I still mess up.
Right.
You know, right. I still make mistakes. So, son, if you do, man, look, if you do and you know, you mess up here or you made a mistake, you don't have to feel like, man, I can't really talk to my dad because, you know, he's just this perfect guy. And I don't want him to judge me. I don't want my mom to look down on me. And being able to have that open, vulnerable, and transparency with your kids about who you are, who you were, because here's the one thing that everybody has to remember is we were an ex something.
Yep. Yep.
I was an ex something, and I don't need to give my kids the full details, but they need to know that daddy ain't perfect.
Right.
He ain't never been perfect. Right. He ain't gonna ever be perfect. And in my mistakes, I can learn from that so that I don't repeat. You know, Dr. Shaw, where are some of your thoughts or one thing you could think of where we're failing?
You know, I when I got that question, I'm gonna be real honest.
Yeah.
I began to think about it, and you said it earlier. There isn't a playbook.
Yeah.
So what I want to encourage parents about is to give themselves some grace.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Ooh,
yeah.
I want for parents to, we don't get it right all the time.
We don't.
And we won't get it right all the time.
Absolutely.
And as you're saying, our children need to see that and be okay, because what I worry about with kids, right, why they don't come, to your point, they're afraid that they're going to be treated negatively by their parents.
Absolutely.
But if we let them understand, this is an opportunity to learn.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You got to deal with the pain and the consequences of bad choices.
Yes.
But if, as parents, we don't sometimes want our children to go do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I see parents put up a lot of roadblocks for their kids because they're protecting their children, when in fact they're doing more harm to their kids. You have to let them fall. It's like the toddler.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want them going up the stairs because they're going to fall.
Right.
Well, they'll never learn how to go up the stairs if they don't fall.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right? And I think that some of our parents are failing in that area.
Yeah.
That absolutely. If they fall, they don't allow them to have grace and get up and start again.
Yeah.
Right? That's so good. I really think that is just an area.
Listen, Dr. Shaw, I'm going to tell you, that's a whole sermon right there. Being able to allow your child to fail.
Yeah.
And helping them understand there's so much you can learn from failure.
Yes.
It hurts your heart so bad.
It does.
I'm not going to even lie.
It does.
Especially when it's a failure you had, and I try to tell you not to do it.
Yeah.
You get in your passion. You're like, I told you, bro. If you go turn left, it's going to happen.
It's so serious.
But then I said this to Lawrence even too. With that, we have to be sure that we understand that God is ultimately in control.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the deal is, he's writing their story.
Come on.
Their story has already been written, they're living out their story.
Absolutely.
So where does the ability from a testimonial perspective come for them?
Because
sometimes you got to have your own lesson. My mama says sometimes, ain't no lesson like a bought lesson. Mm-hmm. Meaning sometimes you got to just go through that thing yourself to be able to get the glory that God wants out of that situation, not just only for you, but for others, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. So, yeah, but it is tough to sit by and watch, like, I told that child not to turn left. He done turned left two times and wasted time. You know what I'm saying? But you're right, but grace in that.
And God is working out.
Yes.
He, what he says, all things work together
For
the good.
Absolutely.
You know, not always good, but for the good.
That's right.
I believe that as our children make mistake, as we make mistake as parents, if we realize the end goal is to make us better.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
Listen. Yeah, listen, I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't have any love offering. Y'all need to stop preaching in here because I don't have no love offering for either one of y'all. You know, y'all, this is for free.
That's all right.
But seriously, you know, and I'm going to tell y'all one of the most common areas I see this in is as a coach. You know, you get a lot of hover parents.
Yeah.
You get a lot of parents that do not allow their kid to experience being coached.
Yeah.
Having failure, everybody wants their kid to be the superstar.
Yeah.
Everybody wants their kid to you know, to start, to get all the playing time, to, you know, to have all the things. And a lot of times I've had to tell a lot of parents, you know, you got to allow your player to grow through this experience.
Yeah.
This isn't the end of their story. This is a part of their story, but it's not the end of their story. So allow this part of their story to help build and mold and shape them for who they need to be. And so, man, ladies, y'all gave
as you said that, stuff. Lawrence, I just heard. It's really their failure is the beginning of their story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, it is the
really
beginning
is.
Of God molding them
yes.
to be who they are supposed to
Absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
Absolutely.
Welcome failures. My father always said, and I use this because I struggled coming to this country. In high school.
Yeah.
And I used to always just not want to deal with my failures.
Yeah.
And he said, use your failures as your strength.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like
Absolutely.
That.
Let that be your strength.
Absolutely.
The
yes.
stuff
Absolutely.
You know how to do, don't worry about that because you naturally know how to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? But the
Absolutely.
Things that you don't,
yeah.
that's where you got to focus your
Absolutely.
Energy.
That's good. That's
you,
good.
You done segue into our final question. Once again, Dr. Shaw. And I hope the listeners, everybody out there, whether you're watching this on the YouTube channel, whether you're listening on End Results Radio, I want y'all to hear the answers to this last question. And I want both of you all to really give us this. Is what's your best advice for parents? What is the one thing that if you could tell yourself while you were pregnant? What's the one thing that you have experienced that you have learned as moms that you would say, this is the thing that you gotta know going into this thing?
Yeah.
This is what I need you to fully understand about this amazing gift that you have to be, because this is a gift, y'all. It is a true gift to be a parent.
It is.
And it is, as we talked about earlier, it is also the toughest thing that we'll ever do. And so what is your best advice? Dr. Shaw, I'm going to come to you first. What is your best advice to parents?
That there's no such thing as perfection.
Yeah.
Mm. I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
You know, I had three boys, and I just wanted to be this perfect parent because of my growing up, where I saw it wasn't so good that way.
Yeah.
Right? And I ended up making my own mistakes through that.
Mm.
I would say your best is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Is what I would say. Your best is good enough to keep on trying and keep on caring.
Yeah. Nice.
Just care for yourself, first of all.
Yeah.
Because if you don't care for yourself, you can't care for your kids.
Absolutely.
And just keep on doing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's my best advice.
Oh,
keep
man.
Doing it that's, and keep caring.
That's amazing. I love it.
Okay. Yeah. It's so interesting because in my mind, the thing that I captured going through that question was actually something I'm borrowing from a speaker I heard just this past weekend, which is the largest room in the world is room for improvement.
Ah.
It's the largest room ever. And just know that. And it's okay. if you realize this is the largest room in the world, is room for improvement, then I can enter that room and understand it's the largest room in the world. It's going to take me a while to navigate this. But if your navigation is rooted in love and in grace and doing the best that you can with what you have, you're winning.
That's good.
You win.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. You got some more? You sound like you had some rolling off that tongue. What you got?
I'm just saying, you know,
doing the best with what you got.
You have you have what you have. If your child needs $20 and you have $5, five is what you have, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Grace is there to make up for the other, whatever that looks like. And so and I'm saying in terms of dollars. But sometimes it's in terms of things that are intangible that you can't touch. It's not really money. It's something you only have as much knowledge as you have. But again, you're in this room, largest room in the world, is room of improvement. I have the opportunity to go get more knowledge. I have, you know, whatever pocket it is, look at it as I have a way to navigate through this.
Absolutely.
And, you know, like I said, just continuing to do that rooted in grace and love. Grace for yourself, grace for your child, and love. It covers a multitude of sins and it makes a way. So,
holding on to that. Can I just add one thing? Can I just add one thing?
Add.
Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Ooh.
So you going to mine.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it, Dr. Shaw. I'm going to tell you, that's my advice. And I'll say it this way. My advice to everybody who is watching this, everybody who is listening, is get you some people.
Yeah.
Get you a village.
You got to get you some people. Yeah. Now. Like there is, I don't care if you work in a business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you are, you're a coach of an athletic team. I don't care what you do in life. I think the one area we forget is in parenting. You got to have you some people.
Yeah.
We operate in ISO so much. Ugh. We operate in ISO so much and we forget about, you know, I need the help of knowledge. Sometimes I need the help of getting my kids somewhere. Sometimes I need the help of, man, I just made this mistake. I need to bounce this off of you.
Yeah.
Right. And when we don't have people, we operate in an ISO mentality.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It causes us to make irrational decisions. It causes us to be responsive in ways that aren't healthy. You know, and when we have people, our kids become better.
Yeah.
They become stronger. They become healthier. You know, I even thought about when we were trying to really navigate how we were allowing our kids to use phones and use social media. Because this one of the things, really, if I could say something where we're failing, is allowing our kids too much access to stuff that they don't need to, right? And my wife and I, we had to really bounce off of each other. How are we going to balance this thing? And being able to put parameters around the phone usage. Mm-hmm. No, that's our phone. We're allowing you to borrow it and use it. So you're not going to have just unlimited access to this. You're not going to have unlimited access to social media.
Yeah.
You know, being able to put those parameters. But if you don't have people to help you navigate, give you suggestions, help you to bounce the ideas off of you of what you're doing, because we cannot operate in a mode of, this is my child.
Yeah.
I tell my child, yeah, you can. That is your child. Yeah, you can. But you don't know everything.
Right.
You do not know everything. Right. You don't have it all.
Yeah.
And so being able to go through this amazing journey of a parent with people,
somebody.
With somebody.
We're not meant to be alone. We're not meant to be alone. The world
is not meant for us
to be alone.
And the truth is, your child is only a temporary gift given to
absolutely.
You.
That is true.
Absolutely.
That is true.
Because they're not going to be with you.
Absolutely.
Forever.
Absolutely.
Forever.
Nope.
Right?
That's true.
Some of them are leaving long before they're 16, 18.
Yeah.
What are you pouring in them to take out there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Well, listen, ladies, I want to thank you all so much for just giving us this great juice that y'all gave us. Y'all gave us some juice. I'm going to tell you right now. I feel like y'all just gave us some juice. I greatly appreciate it, you know, being able to have this conversation of what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing as parents? Yeah. What are we really doing?
Yeah.
Because we are growing and nurturing the next generation, and we got to do better, to be very honest.
Yeah.
We got to do better. So listen.
Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you for this time out.
Yes. Thank you. We need this time out.
I needed these words honestly back, right?
Yeah.
We take it for granted that we live and know it, but being able to hear it back ourselves is
amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. So listen, I want to thank our listeners and those that are watching and viewing during via our YouTube channel, which is UR Brand on YouTube, and those tuning in on the timeout on the End Results Radio Network that is right here inside the Perimeter Roofing Studio from the Country Inn and Suites by Radisson and Stone Mountain. And listen, you all parents, I need you all to stay tuned for upcoming shows or listen to past shows. You can do this via itsmybrand.org or theendresultsradio.com. You simply click the current shows button, and you all can view all the shows on the network 24/7 or anywhere you can get podcasts. And then the other thing is parents, coaches, educators, and youth leaders, don't forget you need to download the My Brand app and get your students the Huddle subscription. It's an opportunity for your students to engage with me on a weekly basis through the My Brand app. So listen, I want to thank y'all so much again, Dr. Shaw, Kenitra, Kay, my lovely wife. I appreciate you for coming on the show. I feel like we had a great show, great first show. So listen, y'all, this is your boy Coach Lawrence with My Brand with the Timeout Podcast. And y'all know how I rock, baby. Excellence is a habit, so you must rep your brand right. Let's get it. I'll see y'all next time. Woo!